What's up? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I like the jersey. You came prepared.
Thank you. Yeah. You always got to wear a jersey in a hockey podcast.
Right? It's a little too hot. I can't do it, but.
No, it's only like 40 here in Connecticut, so.
Well, that does make it nice. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself just so that I don't mess it up.
Okay. My name is Chris Higgins. I'm from Connecticut. I'm currently going to college, but couldn't make their club team. So
we're
going to
talk beer first.
All right.
I am drinking I actually found a Connecticut beer.
Nice.
it's called the Fuzzy Ducks or Fuzzy Baby Ducks.
Is it 12%? Or which
no, brewery? Thank goodness. It's only 6%.
No. What's the name of the brewery? There's a brewery here called 12%. Yeah.
It's called the New England Brewery.
Oh, Nebco. Yeah. New England Brewing Company. Yeah. That's literally 10 minutes from me. So
no way.
That was perfect. Spot on beer choice.
It's really delicious. I like that it's got the citrusiness to it. And then it is a 6%. So that's nice.
Yeah.
What is your favorite beer?
Well, actually, you're from California, right?
Correct.
All right. So I'm drinking something right now that you might be pretty familiar with. I have 805.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I have that. This actually is one of my favorite beers, although I'm also a sucker for Coors Light. Coors Light is like Coors Light or die for me. It's my go-to. But I really do enjoy 805. I'd probably go with 805 as like a non- like domestic beer. 805 is probably my favorite.
Nice. Do you enjoy any of the brews? Do you have, because you said the one brewery, you gave it a fun name.
Nebco? People call it Nebco for New England Brewing Company. Yeah, Nebco.
It looks like they have a fantastic lineup of beers.
Yeah, and they're one of the they're one of the better breweries in the state. So it's nice.
That's awesome. Sorry, still getting the beer in there. Okay. And then what would you say is your least favorite beer?
It's probably Miller Lite. I think Miller Lite is disgusting garbage. Which, I'm trying to think, because generally I like most beer. It doesn't matter to me. I'll drink the best beer, like IPAs and triple IPAs. But Miller Lite is just one that I just think tastes like piss. I don't think it's any good.
I mean, we all have that one. I feel like each one of us has the one light beer that we're just like, yeah, I don't want any part of it.
It just makes
and then
feel
there's
so
one
bloated.
That is just like, it's okay. Like, you know, like, yeah. I feel like the PBR is just like, if it's there, fine.
Yeah, if it's there, yeah. You know,
it's not what I'm reaching for consistently, but
yeah. I've been seeing PBR like on tap and in 12-ounce cans, and I was like, I swear to God, I thought they were only in 16 or 24. Or ounces. I thought it was like PBR's rule.
Yeah, it had to be the big can or none.
Yeah.
What is your favorite post-game beer?
I think it's still, I'd have to go with Coors Light still. It's just something easy to drink. Like I said, I love like IPAs and stuff, but I don't want to like pound a triple IPA after a hockey game.
We were talking about that before, like, you know, in the locker room. Just like how... And I'm all about the IPAs, obviously, but
yeah,
after a game, it's just, that is like trying to pound down a sandwich almost. Like, I just feel like it's too filling. And
yeah.
Too
it's, yeah. It's too much. Yeah. Cause you want like something easy to sip while you're like getting undressed and maybe take a shower or something like that. You don't want, yeah, I completely agree. I think it's so much, it's easier to drink a light beer after a game.
I just feel like it goes down easier. Normally you can get the 24 pack, so you can, you know, everybody can have one on the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Rather than the six pack that costs, you know, $25.
Yeah. That's absolute. People are like, oh, you don't like good beer. I was like, dude, I can buy a 30 pack for $25. And there's some four packs you can buy for 18. Like, I'm not spending $300 to give you all IPAs.
Yeah. Plus, we probably shouldn't have bottles in the locker room, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, every rink throws a fit about that.
Just a little one. And so what got you into hockey?
I played when I was a kid. My parents got me into roller hockey, and I was like really good at roller hockey. I remember being pretty good at it. And then I kind of stopped playing when I was like 10 or so. And I got on the ice when I was 18. So I kind of just like, was like, my brother played a lot. He played like, not juniors. He played like bantams and peewees and all that. And I didn't. So I went to like a clinic with him once and I was like, yeah, I want to keep playing hockey. So, I mean, I don't have some crazy story. I came out of the womb on skates and I wish I did, because maybe I'd have a shot of playing at college or something. But yeah, that's really what got me in. My parents got me started on roller and then it just transferred over to ice.
Nice. And where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Connecticut in a town called Meriden, which is it's about 20 minutes outside of Hartford in New Haven. So Hartford's the capital, and that's where the Hartford Wolfpack play, and they're the AHL affiliate of the New York Rangers. So a lot of hockey.
Just a little.
Yeah.
So how did you become a Tampa fan then?
Literally everyone asks me this. Everyone always asks me this. Basically, when I was younger, I had NHL 2000 for my computer. And I remember picking the Lightning like almost every single time because I thought it was cool. I thought they were cool. And then in 2004, when they made their cup run, I was a little kid and I was like, it was on TV. And I was like, yeah, I like that team. And then they won. I don't remember them winning the cup, but they won the cup that year. So it's just kind of stuck. That's what it is. It's nothing crazy. Like, I'm from Connecticut. I'm not from Florida. And it's just kind of stuck.
Was it the color scheme or you think the logoing?
I think it might have been a mixture of both. I vividly remember like playing as Chris Gratton and Bobby Boulin, like stopping pucks. Obviously, he was a goalie, know that. Like he was the Boulin wall. He was like the whole reason the Lightning won the cup. So I think like that with the color scheme and their logo, I was like, this is really cool. I like this team.
I mean, I feel like we all have that in some way for some team. Like, I was super excited when we got the Sharks and they were the Sharks because that's been one of my favorite animals since I was a kid. But yeah. Then when to have teal, it's just like, the whole thing lucked out for me that I ended up falling into that team. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like you said, like, some of the Lightning have just been so incredible over the years. Like, I'm not going to deny not being a Bishop fan or a Stamkos fan. Because,
oh, yeah.
I mean, those are definitely reasons why I'll watch, you know, the Lightning a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. Bishop's retiring now, too. He could never get over that knee injury, which sucks. He was a great goaltender.
Yeah. It's a sad day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, are you currently playing?
So... Actually, we just had a championship game last night and we won.
Oh, so, no way. Congratulations. Yeah, and
thank you. And I kind of called myself Pat Maroon because last season I won a championship with a different team. Then I came to this team and won. So I kept saying I was Pat Maroon just to be funny. But I'm actually going to take a break next season because I just need a little break from beer league. I'm tired of people at 11:30 at night trying to fight you on a Tuesday. In the handshake line after the game is over in the parking lot. And I'm just like, dude, you're like 40 years old. Do you hate your wife and kids so much that you don't want to go home to them? It's almost midnight. Like, I don't understand it. It's just guys trying to relive the glory days. And it's annoying.
And what team were you playing for?
They were called the Lumberjacks in the SCHL, the Southern Connecticut Hockey League. So, which is funny because our first game we lost 7-0 and I was like, great, I joined the worst team ever and then we just won the championship, which is really funny.
Do you guys have did you get a cup?
They gave us a little trophy that I got a picture with, but yeah, it's just nothing crazy. I would love to like be in one of those leagues where they give you like a beer keg that looks like the cup. Like, that would be so sick.
Yeah.
But we don't have that.
Do you get to keep it for the, like, until somebody else wins it, or do they just like let you take photos and then they take it away?
Our captain has it. I don't know if he gets to keep it or anytime I've ever won a championship, you never see it once you leave the locker room, unless you're the captain. I feel like.
I feel like it's either that or it ends up at the bar somewhere, you know, like your local watering hole.
Yeah. It ends up at the local bar that sponsored your team. Like, you have their logo on. Yeah.
Pretty much how it goes. So you are in college, correct?
Yes.
What are we going to school for?
Film, media, and television.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So I love California, and I figured, you know, that's one of my tickets back to California. But I really do enjoy like making films. I really like editing and screenwriting right now. So those are my two right now. And next semester, senior year, or the end of senior year. So I'm almost done.
Wow. Coming up quick.
I know. Yeah. Kind of crazy, but my school, Quinnipiac, they're the men right now are ranked number two in the country for hockey, and I think the women are five. So wow. I go to like a really like powerhouse hockey school, which is cool.
Do you go to games?
Yeah, I actually just went to one last week, and they Quinnipiac played like Long Island University, which just started its D1 program a couple years ago, so it was a bloodbath. Quinnipiac scored two goals in their first two shots, and they were just like dummying them. I think they outshot them like 28-6. Like, it's going to take LIU a couple of years to get in it.
Yeah. I mean, normally, you know, there's the growing pains, and then,
yeah,
I mean, not everybody's applying to go to school there yet, you know, for hockey.
Yeah,
so
yeah. And if you're really good, like another school is going to sniff you out.
Yeah, for sure. Being as young as you are, do you feel like you're playing with older teammates most of the time?
Well, I just turned 29, so I'm like not that young anymore. I wish I was young, because before this I was in the military, so that's why I'm in college now, and everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to turn 21, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm almost 30. But It's usually a mix. There were actually on the team I was just on, the Lumberjacks, there were guys that were younger than me. There were guys that had like just came out of college, like playing club hockey. So they were pretty good. And then we had some guys that are older. So I was probably right in the middle, which was nice. But I've been on teams where, you know, kids are like 17, 18. They're coming out of juniors and stuff. So all I have to do is pass them the puck and they do the rest. So that's always nice. Yeah.
What level would you say that you're playing at?
I was in C, so with a three level, like, I guess if you're going to say, I think I could hang around in C. I think I could hang around in B. I wouldn't be lighting up the score sheet or anything, but I think I could hang around in a B level.
Yeah. I feel like Connecticut and Long Island and, like, you know, everywhere in that area is, like, yeah, insanely good at hockey, and your levels are like the equivalent to, like, you know, like our like lower, like you're probably playing with professionals in like our levels.
No. Yeah, I mean, we definitely do, like, our hockey programs up here, like in Boston, New York, Connecticut, like we really do breed like really good hockey players. So it's fun. And it definitely is competitive. I've played in like a bunch of lower leagues and a bunch of higher leagues, and they all end up being pretty competitive.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I have a friend from Connecticut, and he would always, like, when he moved to Southern California, it was constantly like he was always starting fights, or, like, you know, he was kind of a goon, and, like,
yeah,
he was considered mellow, you know, in Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm taking a break. I obviously understand, like, people get mad, but, like, when you're trying to fight people in the handshake line, like, dude, it's 11:30. I want to go home. Yeah. There's a time and a place for it. But yeah, I mean, I really would love to come out, and I want to skate in Texas, because I haven't done that yet.
There are so many rinks in Texas, and the culture is, I mean, I had no idea that Texas was this, I mean, the best way to put it is that most people play hockey more than they watch it, which is, like,
yeah,
the craziest thing, because, like, Stars fans are really, like, they're there, you know?
Yeah.
But it's crazy, because, like, everybody has a team. Everybody wears their beer league stuff out. Like, and when they're not playing on the ice, most of my teammates are playing roller hockey, you know, when we can. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, there's lights on roller rinks, and it's it's crazy. So
yeah, that's sick.
I had no idea that it was this vast though. Like, I mean, it's every rink has multiple leagues and
yeah. Now that's awesome. That's awesome that there's like, that there's rinks out there too.
Yeah.
So people can like enjoy it. That's yeah. When I was in California, I was surprised at how many rinks there were.
San Diego, where I was, has less than some, but mm-hmm. like, you know, the majority, like it's definitely getting up there. And it was, I mean, thank goodness in the 90s, having the Kings and, you know, the Ducks come into play and everything, like,
yeah,
it really brought all of that so that us really kids could start playing.
Yeah.
I grew up in Lake Tahoe, so we had ponds and frozen stuff
to play on. Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the Olympics were held there in the 60s. So,
mm-hmm. yeah,
we had a bunch of Olympic rinks. But like, it's, I think it's so cool that you can start playing so young. Like, I know a couple of my teammates that they got into hockey because their kids play. Like,
yeah, yeah, that's, and that's what I love about hockey, too. Then that's something I've told myself and my girlfriend. I'm like, if I, wherever I end up in life, I just need to be near hockey. I'm not gonna not skate or not watch a team play. Like, I gotta be near a major hockey location because I need it in my life.
Yeah, I think that comes to, for most of us, on like moving, like, will there mm-hmm. be hockey? Like, I think when I was looking for my apartment here in Texas, I was like, how close is it to rinks? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's literally one like 2 miles away, like, you know, and that I'm 10 minutes away from the Stars, you know. So like, it's crazy. But
that's sick. Yeah.
I also planned it out. So
yeah. Yeah. When I got stationed in California, I was looking on the map and there was a rink and it was literally 5 minutes from my base. And I was like, this is the most incredible thing ever. And then I came back from a deployment and they tore it down. So I had to go to a different rink. But
oh no.
Yeah, it was great too, because there is like a lot of hockey in California, and that really surprised me. And some of the people were really good, and I was like, this is awesome.
It's shocking the difference that every state has. Like, obviously, we all know that Connecticut and like that, you know, and Pittsburgh and everything is like, we know that you guys are known for playing hockey, but it's like, I don't feel like a lot of these other states are coming in too far behind now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice up here because we have a rink, like, seemingly almost in every other city. Like, you never really have to drive far, which is nice, which is also nice. Like, seeing rinks in Florida and California and Texas and all those like Southern warm states where people don't think hockey exists. So it's cool to see the culture like still growing.
Yeah. I mean, even in Texas, in Houston, there's 4 sheets, which is, I mean, obviously it's still growing there too, but like, it's mm-hmm. nice to see that even in the warmer climates,
yeah,
like you said,
how do you think the ice is down there with the warmer climate? Is it, how do you feel it is? I mean, you're a goalie, so you don't move around as much, but what do you think?
I mean, I've heard that it's not too bad. I haven't been to Houston yet, so I don't really know. But I mean, I feel like it's the same as Florida. So if Florida can do it, I'm pretty sure Houston can do it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so shocked that Florida, like, so many people are playing ice hockey, considering, like, mm-hmm. you know, roller you would think would be so much easier.
Yeah. It's really one of those, if you build it, they will come type of, you build a rink, people will come to the rink.
Yeah.
People will skate. They'll go to public skate. They'll play hockey. And that's what I love about it.
Definitely. Have you played with any of military teams at all? Like, do you do tournaments or do you do any, like, when you were did you play with a military team?
No. So when I was in, there was no military team. A couple guys I played with like happened to be in the military, but I'm in a group now called the Skate for 22 Foundation. And we set up like, and to join it, you have to be like a military or a veteran, and we'll do scrimmages against each other. And then we'll play other teams within our division. So my closest team, it sucks, it's like 2 hours away, but there's a team in like 2 teams around Boston, one in New Hampshire. So we'll just, you'll join the team that's closest to you and we'll kind of play each other. And there's a couple big events. One of the biggest, most popular is when we play against the Boston Bruins alumni. Yeah. So dudes from like the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s that are like still disgusting at hockey. So there's like, that's like the most sought after event. We'll play against them and their passes are harder than my slap shot. It's like insane how good these guys are, but it's such a fun team building event. Like they're out there having fun. They're joking around. They love it. So, but yeah, the Skate for 22 is great. And it's open to like any military member or veteran. And they have a lot of support for us. It's more than just on the ice. They want us to build relationships off the ice with each other, which I love.
That's awesome. I mean, I feel like that's something that most people don't talk about is like, you know, the military just feeling like civilians, you know, feeling
yeah,
like they can get back to normal life. So being able to mm-hmm. have a brotherhood like that outside of anything, I think is completely amazing.
Yep.
In that alumni game, do you have to pay to play? Like, and does it go towards the foundation?
So there's like a booklet and you have to, when I did it, you had to sell like $200 or $250 worth of like ad space in their booklet. So like you reach out to your friends or local companies. But other than that, like you don't pay for this organization.
That's awesome.
It's a nonprofit, and a lot of these rinks donate the ice. We'll be like, hey, here's like 2 hours of ice if you want it. And I don't know the logistics of it. I just know they'll send out an email. Like, and it's not like a rostered team. It's not like, oh man, I got a game next week. It's they'll send out an email to everyone. They'll be like, hey, sign up. And if you don't in time, try next time. So it's kind of cool. So because every time you play, you might get guys who are really good. And the next time you might get a bunch of guys who aren't so good. And there's usually a good mix. They know how to do it. So it's fun.
It's fun. And I really enjoy it. Do you have to try out or like how do they?
No, you literally just you fill out a thing and it says your shot and your shirt and your jersey and all that. And then you'll put your level. So they'll kind of draw from that to be like, okay, we'll put an A guy with a B guy, or like an A guy with a C guy and a D guy with the A guy. So they make it fun. It's not usually too lopsided, because I mean, I know people want to win, but at the end of the day, it's all about like the veterans and stuff like that. So they usually are fun skates, and I've never been to a blowout game, which is nice. So
that's really nice. Having sandbaggers at all is not fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, the organization, like I said, it's open to anyone. I mean, there's guys who have played almost like pro or like in the ECHL. And then you have guys who are like just learning to skate and they don't discriminate against that. They're like, fine. We have a guy who gives us lessons. He played in like the AHL. He played for BU and he goes out and he'll have like lessons through the Skate for 22, which is nice. And it's free. So he's just donating his time to like help us all get better, which is awesome.
That's awesome. So not only is it games or scrimmages, it's also you can get lessons and and it sounds like there's like other outside events, or do you guys just like
together? There are some other events. They did a bowling event recently. And then when COVID was like hitting hard originally, we would do a bunch of like virtual happy hours. We'd check in because the mission of the Skate for 22 is to stop veteran suicide, which is the 22, like the 22 veterans a day. That's like their mission. So hockey isn't like the main thing. It's like the camaraderie and checking in on everyone and making sure everybody's okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not really like it's about the hockey, but it's not about the hockey. It's about the veterans.
It's what we're all doing. It's about the hockey with the community, that turns into family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's awesome. that's why I like hockey so much, because I really truly believe what makes hockey great isn't Steven Stamkos, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the NHL guys that are, I mean, I respect them for getting that far, but I think what makes hockey great is the people like me and you, the guys who will be like, oh, our game's at 11 o'clock and then they'll drink in the parking lot to 1 o'clock. Those people that have a life, have a family, and go out and still play hockey and just love it. I think that's what really makes hockey great.
I could not agree more. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to do this podcast, is just to bring us all together. Like, you know, it's just like, we all come from different walks of life. We've all been through our own shit, for a better term.
Yeah.
And then we're all still here. And normally most of us are here because we found this sport that, you know, either has saved our life or kept us sane. So
yeah,
I feel like no matter what, like that's, it's cool that we all have that. So I think that's fantastic. And I think that it's just awesome that we get to meet people that we normally wouldn't ever meet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what when I was in California, that's what I loved. I got to make all these friends who I never, ever would have met in my entire life if it wasn't for hockey. Even though I was out there, if it wasn't for hockey, I never would have met those guys. And I'm still friends with a lot of them to this day. So hockey like owes me nothing. I'm so appreciative of what it's given me.
Definitely. With the skates, do you guys ever do like branches against each other? Like branch against branch, or do they try to keep it
that
all together?
I don't know if they've ever done that. I think it would also depend logistically how many vets of each branch have joined. But I don't know if they've ever done an Army Navy kind of thing. That'd be kind of cool.
Just because I know that those, like, you know, those games like Army Navy or whatever, like, sell out at bars. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a different sport, but
yeah. So the Bruins one was really cool though, because there was like a couple hundred people there, maybe like 200 people there. And it was like cool for me to like actually experience what it's like with fans in the arena rather than, you know, a midnight beer league game where no one's there.
So it actually had fans show up. It wasn't just
there was people that wanted to see like the Bruins players, but then I think I sold a couple tickets and yeah, there was probably almost 200 people there. It was really cool. It was a cool experience.
I mean, I've been to the Garden and I mean, obviously they're doing upgrades to it now, but like, I just thought it was such a cool arena.
Yeah.
I could even imagine being on the ice there. Like, I just feel like that has so many greats on it.
It wasn't actually at TD Garden. It was at a local rink. It wasn't at the Garden, but actually bringing up skating at rinks. When I was out in California, I did a skate at the Staples Center. We did like a game there and that was really cool. The ice was so pristine. It's like, have you ever skated like on any kind of like NHL or AHL? ECHL?
Yeah, I mean, I used to do pickups with the Gulls, like the San Diego Gulls or and like we would all do it like, because normally, you know, the employees would get to do a skate, so I would get invited every once in a while, and like it's just so crazy to have.
Yeah, it's crazy how different like that ice is compared to your local rink.
And like every, like the stands from that point of view is just,
yeah, I get looking up and being like, wow, people sit up there.
It's just like, it gives you that like kind of like stage fright almost thing a little bit, even when there's not people there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, imagine when this place is rocking and you're the away team and you're like, oh man. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. So what got you? So how'd you get to play at Staples?
A friend I knew, he was on my team. You can do that. Like they got two teams together and it was like before the Kings game. And they were like, we're skating for, I don't know, I think it was like 12 minute runtime periods. They're like, we're getting three periods. And that's how I did it. He just asked me and I was like, okay, yeah, absolutely. I want to do this. Cause you can do that. There's also this thing called Rent the Rink. It's a group that they go out and they skate at local, like at NHL rinks. So you could probably do it in Dallas. I'm sure you could. Or
that'd be crazy.
Get in contact with them, get your team to play somebody there. Cause that would be sick.
That's awesome. What an experience. So did you have to like bring your stuff and like put it back in your car, like when you were done, and then go watch the game? Or did you just,
I think I did that. Cause it came with a ticket. I think we had to pay for the ticket and you got the thing. So, and they were in the 100 level, they were decent seats. So I was like, I'm staying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go right home.
So you just went sweaty.
Yeah. I don't remember if they let us use showers or not. They might have, I don't remember.
Normally they have like the extra ones that, you know, none of the teams use.
Actually, I think we got the shower in the ref room. Which is kind of cool. It said like, NHL officials only past this point. I think we got to shower in there, which is nice, but you never really get rid of the hockey stink after that first shower. So I'm sure we all didn't smell great.
It also didn't matter.
Yeah.
You got to do something fun.
Yeah. So that was a pretty cool experience.
That's awesome. And you got to play with some Bruins. Like you, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Hockey's been good to me.
Yeah. Sounds like it. So I normally like to do the punny stuff at the end. I'm really into dad jokes and corny stuff. So the first question I have is, do you koozie?
Yeah. I'm using one right now. I used to not. My girlfriend's from Texas, and she went to both Arkansas and Texas A&M, Arkansas for her undergrad and Texas for her master's. And every year there's the A&M Arkansas game at AT&T where the Cowboys play.
Yeah.
And so we went to like some tailgate. It was like an all Aggie like tailgate, and you bought the ticket and then it was free breakfast burritos and as much beer as you could drink till the game started. And they would give you like a beer with a koozie. And before that I was like, koozies are dumb. And then I had the one koozie in one of my hand and I was drinking them. And I was like, this one's still cold. Koozies are amazing. Since then, yeah, we probably have like 20 koozies in the house. Koozies are just so like easy to buy and then forget that you have them. But yeah, I like koozies now. They're where it's at.
I was gonna ask, do you have a collection of them?
Oh yeah, we have so many because it's so easy. Koozies are like, oh, it's only $3 for a koozie. Yeah, why not? I'll buy it.
Yeah, or they give them away. Like
yeah, and I'm like, why do I keep buying these? I have so many.
Or you forget them and leave them, or they get washed, or
yeah. I've started leaving. I leave like 3 in my car, 1 in my golf bag, leave 1 in the hockey bag. You never have too many koozies, I guess.
I mean, we've all been said, it's all been said that like you shouldn't be taking that long to, you know, to drink it. Your beer shouldn't be getting warm, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Like in the cold, like I see why, like when you have a frosty beverage and then your hands are freezing, like,
yeah,
it's nice to have a little buffer.
Yeah. Nice to have a little warmth.
And then the next one is your favorite chirp. I call it chirps and burps, but it's really just your favorite chirp.
I don't really know. Trying to think. Maybe like the one where it's like, I've heard better chirps from a dead bird. I think that one's pretty funny.
That one's real good.
Get more save. It was like, yeah, I can save more with a coupons than like you kind of thing. Yeah. Better chirp from a microwave, something like that. I don't really chirp much.
No, not on the ice. Nah, you try to keep it mellow.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause at the end of the day, when the game starts at 10, I'm like, all right, I want to go home.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be there, but I'm also like, I want to be home before midnight. So
that's my thing. Cause even when you get home at midnight, then you're still trying to shower and then try to wind down. Like you want to make it worst. In bed before 2.
the worst is the wind down. Cause you get home and you're like, oh, I'm so amped right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst.
And I don't want to end up in the parking lot having more than a couple beers and then not being able to drive. Then you're waiting around to get sober. Like,
we last night when our team won, they were going to do beers in the parking lot. And it was like 11:40 and people were showering. And I was like, they're not going to go to the parking lot till midnight. I'm not waiting around. I'm going. So I went home and drank by myself. I had a beer by myself.
I know, do you guys normally like play that? No, I mean, do you normally play that late?
No, it just happened to be that way. Well, a lot of our games end up being 9:30, 9:45, but eventually you get some gems like 6 o'clock or 6:30. When I was in California, we used to get games at like noon or 1 o'clock, which was like an anomaly that you like never hear of that in like beer league. But it was awesome because you could play a 1 o'clock game and be done and you'd have the whole day to still do whatever. Cause the worst part about a 10 o'clock game is the waiting all day for it. And then you eat dinner and you're like, oh, it's only 7 o'clock. I still have 3 hours till the game starts.
And normally after games, I'm super hungry. So then it's like, at least like trying to find something good or like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And then Yeah, you end up eating everything in the house. Yeah. I completely understand that.
That's the one thing here that's a little bit different is like, it's pretty steady of like when there's going to be hockey, and that's from like noon till seven normally. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because like in California, we always had to worry about like the kids got priority and like open skates and figure skaters got before us. So like you'd get like noon sometimes and then 11 o'clock sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And then sometimes it's like four.
We're just at the mercy of the rink. We're at the mercy of whenever there's happens to be open ice.
Yeah. It just happens to be what they can charge more for. So
yeah, we had a game a couple weeks ago and like we got there and they were like, yeah, we accidentally double booked the rink, so you guys will have to play another day. It's like, great.
Oh my god. Kind
of, that's and leading up to that, I went to the wrong rink. So I was like, oh my god, I have 10 minutes to get there. And it's right down the road. And I was like flying down the highway. And I got there and they're like, yeah, the game's postponed. And I was like, why didn't you guys text me that 10 minutes ago?
I can't even imagine like or showing up and like being like, yeah, it's gonna be tomorrow. Like, what?
Yeah, and it was already like, it was like 9:30 or 10. And I was like, all right, well, if we're not playing, like I'm going, I'm not sticking around. Luckily, yeah, I didn't even put any of my gear on. They were like, yeah, we're going to do it another day. It's like, all right. Glad I just sped here. Imagine.
I've never had it be like that. Like,
that's the first time it's ever happened to me. That's the first time it ever happened to me. There was a mistake in the scheduling. I've never had something like that happen. And they were just like, we'll get you guys in like next week or something.
Oh my gosh. I just, wow. That is mind blowing. But I mean, like you said, it's all, we're at the mercy of the rink. So
yeah. Yeah. It's whatever. That,
we're still going to keep playing.
whenever the kids are done practicing is when we get to play.
So were you, when you were in California, were you in LA?
I was in Oxnard.
Okay.
Like Ventura. I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like an hour outside of LA.
Yeah. I was just wondering, cause like, I know that like Oxnard and like up there, they have a lot more ice than
They had the Channel Islands Ice Center, which they tore down. And then from where I was, the Santa Barbara rink, I think it was like Ice in Paradise was 45 minutes. And the Simi Valley Isoplex was 45 minutes. And I played mostly at Simi Valley and sometimes in Santa Barbara. But yeah, it definitely sucked going from a rink that was 5 minutes away to 45 minutes.
Yeah, especially because it's not always 45 minutes in California.
No, yeah, not on the high, not on the highways. No, not at all.
I know one of my friends, when he moved to LA, that he picked his apartment because it was across the street from a rink. And then, you know, COVID hit, and it was just get to use it. So, I mean, I feel like we've all been there too.
Yeah. And like I said, when I came back from like my first deployment, I knew it was going to happen, but the rink went out of business and they tore it down. And it was just like, I used to drive by and it was just this pile of dirt. And I was like, man, that sucks. And it sucks for the community too. It's not just me, like, oh man, I got to drive 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's now like, you know, kids' parents have to now drive them an hour to practice, or some people probably stop playing hockey. I'm sure it ruined a couple people, which sucks.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like,
yeah. I mean, if you don't have it, like,
how fast they took it down too.
Yeah. I got there in like 2013 and I think it was there for like an extra 2 years. And then I came back from deployment and was gone, and it just sucks. It sucked.
That's so devastating.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Where do you play in Dallas?
Currently there, I play Richardson's right down the street. And then, I play at McKinney. And then you list sometimes, and then
I'm going to be right near Richardson. I'm actually coming to Texas tomorrow. So I'm going to, my girlfriend's dad lives right near there. They're like right on that Richardson Addison border.
Yeah. And it's right there.
Yeah, I like wanted to bring my stuff because I was like, I want to go play hockey with you, go to like a pickup or something.
I mean, it's every week, multiple times.
Yeah, I would love to skate out in Texas.
I can't believe how much ice there is and like how dedicated. Like, there's like some that it's like, before I moved here, it was like easy for me to find a goalie spot. Like, they're always like, yeah, it's fine. Or like, you know, at least find a spot that I could skate out even, where like here, it's like somebody has to have work or like be sick.
That's crazy.
Otherwise,
that's crazy.
You're not getting on the roster.
That's crazy. That's cool though.
And it's crazy the times too. Cause like you said, like not everybody can do it like noon, you know? And like, it's crazy to see that all, like the roster's full, you know, with full skaters and two goalies at noon on a Tuesday.
That's awesome though. The worst is when there is not enough goal. The worst is when there's one goalie or no goalies.
Yeah. And then like here we had that once where like they did like, it was a positioning rule. So like you could only go like top shelf for it to actually count as a goal. So I took a lot of beating because people were not that good.
That's funny. I don't think I've ever played that top shelf.
I mean, it's either that or sometimes they put like another net in front of it. So like,
we usually play like post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hit the crossbar or something. Yeah. But it's terrible when there's never goalies. So thanks for adding to the goalie community.
Right. Even though it's insane here, it's so hard to get a spot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of sucks for you, but good for hockey. Good for everyone else.
It's great. I mean, like, it's so fun to see, like, any given day, like, it's always like, it's crazy. It's just so good. It's amazing. And like, I have a couple friends that are goalies and it's just like, they're on two teams, you know, and it's just like, they're like, if I ever can't play, you're in. But like, it's just like, okay.
That's funny.
So Let's Talk Head is my next punny one. And it is, do you like head on your beer?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously Guinness has to have a head.
Yeah.
Because the foam is the best part of Guinness. But yeah, I like a decent head on my beer.
I mean, it feels like it should be, but yeah, Guinness must. Otherwise, you had a poor bartender or beer tender.
Yeah. Yeah, either one.
And then do you wear a cage, visor, or nothing at all?
I wear a cage. I've used a visor before. I have a couple helmets with visors that like maybe I'll do if it's just open hockey and no one else is there. But like as I'm getting older, I'm realizing for me the cage doesn't bother me. When I'm skating, the cage disappears. I don't see it. But as I get older, I'm like, if I get hit in the face, there's no medical staff there. Like in the end, no one's going to run out and attend to me and bring me into the training room. Like I'm going to have to drive to the hospital missing a tooth or with a broken nose. And it's really just not worth it.
Or you're going to have to hope that there's a dentist on the ice.
Yeah. Like it's just not worth getting like my nose broken or taking a puck to the eye for a 10 o'clock game on a Wednesday where I have to go to work/school the next day.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Nor do you want to explain like your black and blueness to everybody.
Yeah. 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 So I wear a cage, but I don't really have a problem with the cage.
Do you wear the full cage or do you wear like the combo of like fishbowl cage mix?
No, I have a full cage. I think the fishbowl cage thing is a little weird.
For me, I'd rather just have the cage. I can see through it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you wear a mouth guard or
no? I don't use a mouth guard though. Yeah, just the cage.
I feel like it's really a mouth guard if you don't wear a cage.
Yeah. I like battling in front of the net too, like screening the goalie. So that like it's nice to wear a cage there because all it's gonna take is deflection to hit me in the face. So that's why I wear a cage. It's just, I don't get paid millions of dollars. So there's no point to lose a couple teeth.
Yeah. So in your league, it's not required to wear.
No, it's not. When we played last night, there was a dude with just a helmet Like, he didn't have a visor or anything.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is cool because I've played in leagues. I played a league in California where you, or some leagues somewhere, and they were like, you have to have at least a visor. You can't just wear a helmet, which I think is weird because I'm like, what? Who cares? Let them wear what they want and deal with the consequences themselves.
Right. I mean, I get why, you know, for insurance purposes, I understand why some rinks are requiring of it, you know, just because it's cheaper for them if they have the protection.
Yeah, they can be like, well, we told them.
But I mean, most rinks require you to have USA Hockey anyway, so you have that coverage. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is that. So I normally like to give you the floor to, in if you want people to follow you, or, you know, where people can follow you, or.
Yeah, my Instagram is chigsify92, but yeah, it's just chigsify92. That's where I post about the Tampa Bay Lightning.
And is it just mainly Instagram, or do you have Twitter?
It's just Instagram is normally where I hang out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for hanging out with me and coming on of and course. Talking some hockey and beer, especially about 805.
Yeah. I can't wait to come out to Dallas tomorrow. I'm going to go to a couple breweries. So thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Cool, and we'll see you in Dallas, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'll be there tomorrow.